Derek Warren here with Nicole Morrison from the FM County Chamber. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, October means we're getting into the middle of fall here and temperatures cool down, but lots of events for the Chamber for October.
And Katie and I were just saying the other day, I'm like, oh yeah, it's like slowing down. And then I looked at our upcoming events text that I send out and I was like, October is very busy. So we have a lot going on.
But that's by comparison from September, it was kind of light. So.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Very so true. What's the first one we got here? I know it starts off pretty early this month.
Yes. So we are jam-packed. So Tuesday, October 3rd, we start with our trade skills and what did I say? October 3rd? October 2nd. Thursday, October 2nd, we start with Trade Skills and Manufacturing Day. And this is actually one of my favorite events, which I think is because it's so different than the other events we do. But it's inviting high school juniors and seniors to tour different manufacturers or different trades businesses within Effingham County. So it's really giving them like an in-depth look on site at the different businesses here in Effingham County that I don't think people realize are here.
Yeah, they kind of hide back there.
Yeah.
And if they're looking to get into something like that, that's perfect for them.
Yes, because we have so many. I think we have, I don't know, maybe 14 businesses signed up to do the tours. But then we have about 30 booths that will set up. So some businesses that may not be able to offer the tours, we still do like a mini career fair during their lunchtime. So I think we have like 30 that are set up. So that gives them a chance too, just to go talk to them. And some of them don't require degrees, which is one reason that we do this, is just that they can start with the company at maybe a different level and work their way up or do the apprentice route. There's just quite a few different things that they are able to do if they don't want to go to college, or like college may not be in their future. So we're just letting them know that there are other things out there, especially right here in your backyard. So
yeah, don't have to travel very far to get to the factory jobs here, and any job you may look for at that job fair. So
yeah, and this event, like, we're so thankful because CEFS, they were able to secure a grant to help us cover fees with this. Effingham County, our presenting sponsor, they are able to help with stuff, and then Irwin Seating, Medi Cabinets and Countertops, and there's one more. Oh, 3Z Printing.
There we go. All right.
And then Culligan Water. Yeah. So we're great that like those businesses chose to sponsor. And that just helps offset the cost for us because, I mean, we're not looking to make any money on this. We're just looking to offer more things to the students. And with those sponsoring and offering grants, that allows us to do so. So we're very thankful.
Just like our sponsors, it wouldn't be here without them, right?
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
And glad to have them on board.
Yes.
All right. So that's on the 2nd.
The 2nd, yes.
And the next one is right the next day on the 3rd.
The next day. So Friday, October 3rd, the correct date. We have our Lunch and Learn with Better Business Bureau. And this is at Hampton Inn and Suites. And they will be talking. We have Sydney Water. She's from Greater Missouri into Southern Illinois. She kind of covers that whole territory with the Better Business Bureau. And she's going to be talking about digital security. So ways that can, you know, things to look out for with your business and on your personal side just to prevent scams, know how to spot them, just keep your business safe. And with that one, so that's the same day as Effingham County Fish has their fall cookout. So we're actually going to be getting lunch from the fall cookout and bringing it over to Hampton Suites. So it's like it's not a double-edged. It's like killing like three birds, terrible thing. But we're doing Better Business Bureau as a member, Hampton Inn and Suites as a member, and then Effingham County Fish as a member. And it's all at Save-A-Lot. So really, that's four businesses right there in one event.
You're going to be right there in the parking lot?
No, we're going to be at Hampton Inn and Suites. But I mean, we could. I don't know how.
Yeah, I don't know.
That'd I wouldn't be able to focus because I'd be looking at cars, you know.
Yeah.
Like a crazy person.
That is very interesting. You got all kinds of businesses collabing with that to help out. So
yes.
And learn something while you're at it.
Yes. Delicious lunch. Learn a little, you know, thing or two over the lunch hour, and then you're done with your week.
Well, and it's online security. That is very important nowadays. So always want to be on the cutting edge of that.
Always things to look out for. Because I know, like, even I'll get some, you know, emails or something where I'm like, oh, is this real? And then you always look at the email address, you know, and you're like, nope,
spam. If it looks a little fishy, it's probably it probably is a bad thing. Yes, so.
Very true.
All right, so that is on the 3rd. Yes. The next one looks like a business after hours. Is that correct?
Yes, so we have two business after hours this month. And one, our first one is with Sarah Bush Lincoln Benuti Clinic on Tuesday, October 7th. So this is part of the Effingham Art Guild. So it's where they'll have the different paintings set up. And it's always just a really good turnout. I think this is their, 24th annual one, Effingham Art Guild. So yeah, that's on Tuesday, October 7th from 5 to 7. So they'll have food, they'll have some beverages, some beautiful art, and a ton of networking. This one usually has a really good crowd. So it's kind of, it hits like chamber members because they're all invited, but then, you know, open to the public and those that are interested in art, really supporting the artist out there.
Love hearing about that. Art is always a good thing to stay on top of.
So. Yes.
That is on the 7th. That is the second week of October. So what's coming up after that?
That we do have our second radio days. This one is at 97.9 WXEF. We do the spring one here with you guys. And then the fall one we do with the other radio station. So that is just a full day. So the radio stations, you guys are very, very good to us. So that's just a full day of chamber businesses. So we'll have interviews lined up the entire day. And then just all of our member ads throughout the day, too. So it's a very busy day. But that's one of my favorites, too, because I know, like, when I first started 5 years ago, I think Radio Days was, like, the second day I was in the office, or, like, fourth day.
Oh, wow.
And they're like, okay, just go over there. And I was like, I don't know any of these people. This is awkward. But it's a great way to really listen to businesses, talk about what's going on with them, and just even just learn something that you might not have known before, whether it's just different practices they have within their establishment, different specials they could have going on, different promotions, or just them just talking about their business in general. So it's always a nice day to support our chamber member businesses and the radio stations and just have fun with it.
Yeah, and if I know anything from the one in the springtime, it's always jam-packed.
Yes.
It's a busy day from start to finish.
Yes.
And you find out about businesses that you may not have known about here at the end, too. So
and this, I mean, both of those days sell out so quickly. Like, I do not advertise those at all to get people to sign up because usually they're booked before the April one. So
Sign up early. Shows everybody wants to be on the radio.
Yes, everyone loves being on the radio. So that's a fun day for us.
Yeah, that's on the 9th.
Yes.
And then we do have a few more things to close out the month, the second half of the month as well.
Yeah, so we'll be closed on the 13th, and then we are back in. So the next week, we have two things on Thursday, October 23rd. We're going to start off the morning at the Holiday Inn Effingham with succession planning. And that this is our second time hosting this event. We didn't do it last year. We did it in, We did it in 23. And so this is, we have different speakers coming to get you thinking about or preparing or just putting that little bug in your ear that if you eventually want to retire, and whether it's a family business or corporate owned, just thinking about the next steps to pass it on to someone. So it can be a family member. It doesn't have to be. It can be someone that's just been with the business forever. But it's really looking at like the financial aspect, the legal aspect, everything with it. So it's just really getting you looking at it from a different perspective and being prepared. But then we also have a panelist of a few people like Dan and Madonna Patton are going to be there. You know, they just sold patent printing last year and that got kind of dispersed to the other printing companies. So while their succession plan looked different than passing it on and keeping it open, they ended up selling and dispersing it. So that's one way to look at it. Chris Swing of Vantage Outsourcing, he just kind of came into the business, and he'd been there for a while, and then now he's president, CEO, I believe, or COO. He's one of those top ones running it, so he's going to kind of share that look at it. And someone else, too, but I am terrible. I just forgot who else was doing that one. But it's just giving different looks at it. So whether you want to pass it on to family or pass it down to someone else, it's just giving you the steps to do so.
Yeah, it kind of gives you a little inside look at what it's like. So that's a really good way to look at it if you're in the business already and wanting to look at your future plans.
Yeah, it's just be prepared.
Yeah, preparedness
And it could
be
like 5-10 years from now. It doesn't have to be like, do I need to retire next year? Like, if you want, sure, we'll help you get there. So, and at least get you in front of different chamber members that you know that you can go to have those further conversations and deeper connections with to really get yourself set up.
Definitely. Yeah. All right. And then we got one more or two more.
Two more. Yeah. So still on that day, we have our second business after hours of the month, and that is at EJ Water Cooperative. So that'll be also from 5 to 7. And I believe that one is one of their special days of it. They have, yeah, it's touring their new operations and maintenance facility. I knew there was something special with that one. So really getting to see their new space and how they've grown exponentially. So
yeah,
it's exciting. And get over to Diedrich and
yeah, definitely.
To the other side of town.
I mean, it seems like there's a lot of businesses that are growing right mm-hmm. now. And you get to see one right behind the scenes. So
yeah. And enjoy food, beverage, and networking. It's the
yeah.
best of all the worlds.
Exactly. So yes. that is the after hours on the 23rd, same day as the succession planning.
Yep.
And then the last one is on the 27th.
Yes. Yeah, so this one, so we have our chamber travel program that we do throughout the year, and we go on two trips. So this is an info meeting on a trip that I actually chose, and it's for the fall of 2026. So this one is Discover Switzerland, Austria, and Bavaria, featuring Ooh. Oktoberfest. So it'll be a September 2026 trip. So this one is just at the First Baptist Church, just right around the corner. And that's just learning, like, what it costs, what kind of trips we're going to go on, when you need to sign up. So it's just a great way to, one, get into the chamber travel program, and then learn about Colette. They're the ones who plan our trips for us, so it's all their Colette trips. And they take care of everything. Honestly, you just pay and then just show up. And just it's just taking care of for you.
Now, is that all expenses paid as you go over there? Or do you pay up front, obviously, and then
so you'll
go.
Pay up front, and it covers some dinner. It will cover some meals. It covers all your lodging. It covers the transportation. So to and from the airport, all the stays, like the different places we stay, and then the transportation while we're there, the bus that takes us everywhere. Okay. So really, it's just the additional money will just be extra meals and then any spending money that okay. you want to have.
Souvenirs and stuff like that, yeah.
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 So yeah, they really, I mean, they're amazing. I did the Iceland trip last year, which was my first chamber trip, and it's just great how well organized this company is and how they get you there. Give you everything, and some, I mean, it went well, and I was in charge of it, so that says something. If it shows they're planning, if I'm there overseeing 40 people, so.
Well, how many years have they done this now, do you know?
Oh, my gosh. I'd have to look back and see. I don't even know what year we started it.
Yeah, because I feel like this has been going on for a while.
Yeah, because it was in Norma's days, so I know she went, I mean, obviously Norma was with the chamber for a bajillion years, and she went on a bajillion plus trips, so I'd have to look back. That's a good question. I know we have it somewhere, and I know Becky would know probably off the top of her head. So,
yeah, I just you say they've been they're really good at doing that. They've got some experience.
Yes,
at it for a while,
yes.
So
that one, yeah, is on Monday the 27th at the First Baptist Church from 5 to 6:30. So yeah, all of these events can be found on our website, EffinghamCountyChamber.com/events.
Yeah, always look there for the events, and a busy month coming up here for
very
October.
Busy, but it'll be fun.
Oh, yeah, always.